Welcome to the Coach Haas Podcast, powered by Sports Rehab PA, along with our sponsors.
By Optimizers Masszymes, 100% plant-based, naturally derived, best digestive enzyme blend out there right now. Highly concentrated with enzymes that digest proteins, starches, sugars, fibers, and fats. Helps to relieve indigestion, gas, bloating, and fatigue after meals. Take it with the meals to enhance the digestion and nutrient absorption. Also helps to improve recovery after hard exercise and hard efforts. So go to buyoptimizers.com and use code JUICY for 10% off.
Okay, welcome to another episode of the Coach Haas Podcast. Mike, Thursday afternoon here. Like we said, we're crushing it in February. We've had a ton of great guests on this week or this month, and you know, this is only getting better. Very similar to what we did last Friday when we talked about the Reparel sleeve and low light red laser therapy and all that. And again, this is all new to me. Like we talked about last week, you know, buying the new car that you don't think anybody has. And all of a sudden everybody has it. I don't know if it's every time I talk about it, you know, my phone is listening to me, but that's all I see now. And so I'm really just trying to get a better understanding, you as well, because it could be really, you know, useful in your clinic and other clinics out there. Today we're going to talk to, Gary Bellinger, and we're going to talk to him about the Phoenix Therolase, and it's a game changer, right? We talk about this with a lot of the technology that we have. It's a game changer, rehabilitation, recovery, wound care, and even in performance. It's a non-invasive drug. It's a cold laser therapy. It's a class 4. We'll learn a little bit more about that because I don't know fully what that means between class, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Is that just, you know, obviously the advancements that we've made? But yeah, man, this is going to be a really great episode today. So without further ado, I want to introduce Gary Bellinger. Gary, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is, we're doing, you know, a lot of, like I said, a lot of great podcasts. Even tomorrow, we have another great one coming on. But this is about really getting the information out there to people and getting good information out there. What we, Mike and I talk about all the time is there's a lot of, you know, misinformation going on. And, you know, this is just another piece, another thing that we can put in that toolbox to really get these athletes back onto the field faster, because really at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want to be pain-free and, you know, so anyway, kind of take us back a little bit. Tell me a little bit about you, and then let's get into, you know, talking about the laser here. So,
okay. The technology has been in development for over 25 years. So this isn't something we just came up with a couple of weeks ago. And really when you're looking at it from 10,000 feet, what you're trying to do is how do you get the body to react and to recover? Whether it's an acute injury, a sports injury, or a chronic condition. And what happens is the body starts breaking down through the injury process, whether it's a sports injury or a chronic condition. So you have a breakdown in the cellular level in the mitochondria. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of each cell. And the mitochondria's job is to provide, energy sources within the cell to produce photochemicals so that the cells can regenerate and heal on their own. If you give the body the energy source it needs, it knows how to take that energy source and transform it into recovery processes in the body at the cellular level. So when you have a breakdown of the cells need to have some energy source from somewhere. Exactly similar to what a plant needs. You can water the plant, you can fertilize the plant, but if the plant does not get sunlight energy, the plant's going to die. Exactly what happens in the body. You can feed your body with protein, amino acids, electrolytes, and all the rest of the vitamins and minerals, but if it doesn't get an energy source from somewhere, it's going to have a complication related to the recovery process is going to be much slower, or it's going to be much less in terms of performance level at the high end, particularly when you're talking about athletes. You want to get the athletes back on field in high performance state, similar to what they were before their injury, or in a better condition so they don't have the similar injury or re-injure the same area. So the laser is providing energy sources to the cells in the body to help the body regenerate, produce photochemicals, primarily what's called ATP. ATP is adenosine triphosphate, which is the essential chemical every cell in your body needs to be able to regenerate and heal. If you Google ATP, you will find out if the cells do not have ATP, the cell will die. So the laser energy is providing the photochemical processes in the cell from the energy to help the cells regenerate and provide the ATP and other essential photochemicals to help regenerate the tissue. We work with NFL teams, we work with NFL players, work with NBA, we're doing some stuff with the US Air Force. We've even have a laser system with the Kansas City Chiefs. They've had one for about 3 years. They use it on all the athletes. You understand the success the Chiefs have had. And their trainers love the laser system. I talked to the trainers throughout the season on the laser, giving them my input in terms of different types of conditions that they treat using the laser system. So it's been a very efficient and a very effective tool for the Chiefs or some other teams.
Can you talk a little bit more about the specific applications, like where it's being demonstrated, where its effectiveness? I
Well,
mean,
you
for instance, like we, I know a little bit more about it, but I want you to kind of get into it. I know that this is not even just being used on athletes and things like that. It's actually being used in perhaps dentistry and in veterinarians. I mean, is that correct?
Yeah, we've got some vets and some horse trainers around the country that use it on animals throughout the country. We got some of the biggest horse operations in Texas using them right now on their high dollar horses. I've got one of our vet trainers that uses the laser system that flies to Churchill Downs, uses it on the Thoroughbreds and the Kentucky Derby from time to time. So it's used in a lot of different applications. It's also used in a lot of chronic conditions. You're talking about back problems, shoulder problems, knee problems, elbow problems, anything related to soft tissue in the body. It's ideally suited to treat the soft tissue in the body. 11 years ago, I fell on some stairs and broke my back. I was in the hospital 3 months, seven surgeries, and they said I may never walk again. That was 11 years ago. After treating myself with the laser, after 6 weeks, I was off the walker. I was on morphine and hydrocodone. Within 4 months, I was off all the narcotics. And the back healed up so well with the laser. After 7 or 8 months, they were able to take 2 pounds of metal out of my back. And that was 11 years ago.
Wow, that's incredible, Michael.
So, how is it applied? Can you give the listeners an idea of, what this is, when they think about laser? What does the system look like? How is it applied? How do you use it?
Well, if you go to our website, we've got a great website. But we actually have some videos on our website actually showing patients that get treatments. And you can go to the phoenixtherolase.com website and can actually see the laser system. Do you remember a football player by the name of Randy White? Played for the
Yeah, I
Cowboys?
do. I certainly do. Yes.
Yeah, he's one of our spokesmen on our video on our website. He bought his own laser and uses it on himself. So what we ideally like to do is once we get to the point of you kind of understanding the technology, excuse me, and seeing what it's about, what we'd like to do is set up a demo. We bring a system in and let you see it firsthand how it works on you and your athletes and your patients. Because I think the lasers speaks for itself. Once you see the laser in action, you'll be convinced the laser is doing exactly what we tell you. We're the only company in the United States that has a patent on the wavelength and the power. We're the highest power laser system in the marketplace. The laser beam itself is actually invisible. You actually don't see it. It's in the invisible range. And like I said, it's the most high-powered system in the market. One of the things we've learned over the last 25 years is results are directly related to how much power can be absorbed into the body safely. The more power you drive into the body on a safe level, the faster and the quicker and the better the results are. So the results are directly related to power density, power absorption.
So this laser is getting deeper and a wider range in a therapy session than a typical laser?
Yes. Some of the other lasers got one-third, one-half the power. The other thing is that they have wavelengths that are not conducive with absorption through skin color, particularly when you're talking about African-American athletes, black athletes. Our laser, the other lasers at 800 and 900 nanometers have a high absorption into melanin skin color. So they're not able to actually go to the power levels that we use because of the wavelength that we have is very efficient in terms of the least amount of absorption into melanin skin color. So it doesn't have an effect on skin color, skin pigmentation like other lasers in the market. And that's why we're able to go to much higher powers.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I see all this on the website. I see you've been definitely on Check some outlets here, Fox News, NBC, and stuff like that. So when you're doing the treatment with the laser, you know, what would be an example of, you know, like an approach? Is it, do you just use the laser, or are we using it in combination with other modalities and other things? And then, you know, how would you know, how do you know how much effect the laser is having versus other stuff?
Well, you can basically see for itself, but we recommend that you use the laser in combination with other therapies. The therapies are very necessary to rehab the athletes and or the patients along with the laser itself. What you're doing is you're increasing metabolic rate inside the body with the laser treatments. So you're basically exercising the patient using the laser because it stimulates the cell interaction much at a higher level than just normal therapies. But we recommend combining the therapies along with using the laser because that's the most efficient way and most effective way to combine the technologies that you're using hands-on with the laser.
My head's already spinning, Mike, from what we had last week with Josh and Dr. James on and with Gary right now. And I don't know if you listened last week. I had a company on called Reparo Sleeve. And or actually, I think it's just Reparo, but they're these different compression sleeves that apparently are using your heat to kind of go back and help with the healing. But they did talk about using other modalities on top of that. And they did talk about cold lasers. So there are other ones out there that are class four, correct? So what is the what makes the difference between Phoenix Theralase and these other ones that are on the market? And two-part question here. And do you feel as though that would work really well with something like a compression sleeve with this technology?
I think it would work very well with the compression technology. But the several differences with our technology versus other lasers. Number one is the wavelength, the patented wavelength we have, which does not, has the least amount of absorption into melanin skin color. If you cannot get through the skin, you do not have the penetration and you do not have the effectiveness you need for the results. Results are directly related to how much power can you drive into the body safely and effectively. The more power you get into the body, the better the results and the quicker the results. At some of the other wavelengths at 800 and 900, they have anywhere from 350 to 500 times more absorption in your skin color melanin than we do at the 1275, which is what our wavelength is. So there's a huge difference in absorption because you just can't get the power driven through the skin in the melanin factor. So that's a huge difference, number one. Number two is example. I'll give you some idea on what we're doing on sports injuries. You know, you can take a third degree hamstring injury. Athlete could be out maybe 6 to 8 weeks. The case studies we've done, we see them getting back in the field in 10 to 14 days.
Wow.
When you're looking at a third degree ankle sprain, anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks, we'll put them back in 10 to 14 days max. So you're significantly cutting down on the recovery time and getting the athletes back on the field at the performance level that they're used to performing at.
Now, these are the higher level athletes that are doing this, right? So they're able to get several treatments per day. If you're just talking about like an athlete, like Mike and I treat, or, you know, what they're only coming in twice a week, what is the amount of time in that session that would make it effective if somebody was coming twice a week and they weren't able to get it maybe 2 to 3 times per day?
I would say 30 to 40% of patients that we treat with our laser system will see results after one treatment. We recommend 2 to 3 times a week. With the normal athlete or someone that's got a chronic condition, we don't necessarily recommend every day because the body has got to have time to recover from the laser treatments. So you've got to have time for the body to rest after the treatments. Similar like if you go to the gym today and you pump iron very hard today, you're going to feel it tomorrow. You're not going to want to go back to the gym tomorrow. Similarly with the laser, if you treat somebody today, you can overstimulate them. But if you use it every day on a patient that's not in top physical condition like an athlete, professional athlete. So we recommend 2 to 3 times a week for anywhere from 6 to 8 treatments on a sports injury. Sometimes they don't need that many. On chronic conditions, it could be from anywhere from 8 to 12 to 14 treatments, just depending upon how chronic the condition is and how long the patient has had the problem. And we also see a huge combination of some doctors combine the laser with PRP and stem cells also. So it's very effective on other modality, combining this with other modalities, similar to what y'all are doing with the athletes. But we do recommend you put the athletes through the other modalities that you're using them to accelerate the healing process.
Is there anything showing that this laser being used in, so say somebody comes in with, you know, osteoarthritis of the knees, you know, using the laser to maybe help quiet down the severity of that joint aggravation. And then on that same note, anything like post-op. So like, you know, if we're dealing with, you know, meniscus tears, ACL tears, you know, are they looking at anything where the laser would help almost heal that faster? Or is that something that we haven't even looked at yet?
Well, we have a case study published on osteoarthritis in NFL players. We treated a bunch of NFL players up at the one of the big games they had on the performances when they were using it for the Hall of Fame inductions. Mm-hmm. So we went up there and did some treatments on some athletes on osteoarthritis. And one of the papers was published using it on osteoarthritis, where after just 1 week of treatment, they were seeing a 40 to 50% improvement. We've got a lot of case studies on post-operative applications, particularly wound care for post-operative patients on surgeries, on different types of surgeries. We've got some great photographs of patients post-operatively on post-operative applications for wound care and healing up the incisions post-surgically. So you can see visually what it can do to help patients recover from surgery procedures.
So someone's doing two things at once with an ACL, right? It's kind of healing the wound on the outside, and then it's also healing the ligament internally?
Yes, because you're getting significant penetration through the skin. So it'll help significantly heal the wound on the outside, plus it'll help heal the surgical procedure on the inside.
I bet you there was a few patients there, Mike, that could have benefited from some cleaning up of their scar. I mean, we've seen some nasty scars coming in there, you know. So that probably could have helped clean up some of that.
We see a lot of patients coming to our clinic referred by doctors that have complications from knee surgeries, knee replacements, hip replacements, and shoulder replacements. And, 25 to 30, 35% of surgeries, in a lot of cases, they don't have very good effective results in some they've got complications. And we see that all the time. We're helping patients actually recover from some of the botched surgeries. So it's very effective on helping the scar tissue revision and cutting down on scar revision.
Interesting. I'm really curious. I wanted to ask some of these surgeons if they have, any knowledge or if they are experimenting with that and using the cold lasers to almost heal, ACL grafts, and if that is something that we would look at moving down to the future. Because the big thing we deal with is the time frame it takes for a lot of these things to heal, revascularize, become stronger, and if this is something that almost can accelerate that process,
I think if you were to bring a laser in within 2 weeks after treating some of your patients, within a 2 week period, you're going to see a significant progress on recovery on some of the patients you got post-surgical. And that's how fast it works. And I think really what would be really nice or a great, fantastic opportunity is to bring a laser in system into your facility and let you try it and put it on some of your patients because you're going to see results pretty quick.
So while I have you on here, I mean, this is a little bit of a sales, or not so much a sales thing, but just an understanding, because we do have physical therapists and things that listen to this and surgeons, obviously. Explain to, since we have Mike here as a PT, kind of explain to him how that would be implemented in his practice then, and how would they see a return on the investment in a laser like yours?
Well, we've got a PT that's been with us for about four and a half years out of Long Island, New York. And he's got two practices, and he swears by using the laser on postoperative recovery, along with a lot of acute and chronic conditions. So, Mike, I can put you in contact with a couple of our PTs that are using the laser and let you talk to them firsthand on their experience using it. But I think what we could do once we get through that process, and we can send you some information, FedEx you a package of information, I think the next step would be for you to just let us bring a system in and let you see it for yourself, because the laser will do the talk. I mean, we can talk about it all day long, and we can talk about documentation and case studies and patient results and testimonials. But I think where the rubber meets the road is when you see it for yourself. And that's been our experience. Because the case study, when we saw the laser to the Kansas City Chiefs, Justin Houston, the linebacker, was traded to the Colts. He had bought his own laser and he brought it into the locker room with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they were using it, but they traded him to the Colts. So he pulled his laser out. So I got a call from the trainer and said, Justin, we just traded him. He took his laser with him, and the athletes, the players swear by it. Can you get a laser here in 48 hours? I said, yeah, we can get a laser in 48. That was 3 years ago. But it was all based on patient experience, because they saw the results and they said, we got to have a laser.
Now, other than the Kansas City Chiefs and are there any other, obviously high profile, without mentioning any names, right? Are there other high profile athletes using this for other types of treatments?
We've got some on our Instagram. We've got some other NFL players using it. We got a couple of other NFL teams, and we've got probably four or five other NFL teams right now looking to talk to us in March and April when they start bringing all the players back in.
Any questions there, Mike? This is is kind of short, sweet, to the point, right? I mean, honestly, this is something that you really have to see firsthand. But what I'm really trying to understand more or less, and I guess the same with you, is how is it used, right? What other markets is this being used in? I mean, this is covering, if you're a pet owner, where you're an athlete, the Phoenix Theralase has got you covered, right?
Well, you're talking about tissue regeneration. Your whole body's soft tissue. I don't care if you're an athlete or a horse. Your body's made up of complete soft tissue. So if you can treat soft tissue in the body using a device, you can basically treat anything. I mean, you can treat 50 or 60 different medical conditions using the laser technology, or maybe even more. And the common denominator is it's not the medical conditions per se, it's you treating the cells in the body. You're treating the tissue in the body. And if you can help regenerate tissue in the body by using technology, you know, you can treat basically anything. I mean, we've even treated women that have come to us that have had breast cancer, post-surgically had mastectomies, double mastectomies, and we treat the scar revision, decrease the pain, increase the range of motion and function, and help them get back on their feet, basically, you know, coming off of some severe breast cancer, post-surgically, some mastectomy surgeries. So, but we're, like I said, we're treating soft tissue.
Yeah. Forgive me again if you answered this, but I think you had said, you know, 2 to 3 times a week is pretty effective for someone coming in to get that. What is the time length when they're in there? For instance, like if Mike had, you know, a busy schedule, can each of those patients get a 5 minute treatment? Is it 10 minutes? What is the most effective dose?
I would say 12 to 15 minutes. Now, if you're talking about one body part, 12 to 15 minutes.
Are insurances reimbursing for this? I mean, they're getting worse and worse anyway, but just overall with the cold laser, what are you seeing?
We're seeing some reimbursement. We've got a doctor in California we work with as a consultant that can show you how to do reimbursements if you're going through CPT codes. But I would say the vast majority of the patients that are treated, the doctors are charging cash, so they're getting a lot more cash reimbursement.
And what is like kind of the range of what people are charging?
For a 20 to 25 minute treatment, it's about $100.
Okay.
So we're averaging about anywhere from on the low end, $175 to up to $300 per hour on reimbursement. We've got a guy down in Palm Beach, Florida, West Palm Beach, down to Jupiter. He charges $175 every 15 minutes. And it's all cash reimbursed. Yep. And particularly when you're plugging into the local sports market, the club teams, the local sports market, the high school, the junior college markets, particularly in the athletic markets for young athletes, parents want their kids back on the field as fast as they can. And parents are willing to pay whatever they need to get the kid back on the field for rehab. Because as you well know, the kids know that if they get injured, they got three kids behind them waiting to take their spot. So a lot of times they won't tell their parents that they're injured and they'll play injured. So parents, you know, are all over the country, particularly on the sports side, willing to pay cash to get the kids back on the field. You know, we're working with a guy someplace in Florida, I can't remember his name, but he's the number five. He's either number five or number six in the country. We've got an endorsement for him in pickleball. We're blowing it up in the pickleball market all over the country.
Yes.
Because you got all these weekend warriors going out there. My brother, who's a lawyer, went out and played pickleball and fractured his shoulder playing pickleball in his backyard. And he's 70 years old. So everybody's jumping on the pickleball market and they're all getting injured. So we went down to a big deal 2 months ago down, I can't remember where it was in Florida. I think it was in outside of Miami at a pickleball tournament. It was packed. We were treating players. We were there for 2 days and every 15, 20 minutes, we're treating players coming off the courts.
I was just thinking that would be a great idea to have one of them systems set up and just go to one of them tournaments and just treat one athlete after the other coming through there.
Yeah,
that's a fantastic idea.
Probably just, I mean, why is this not in more PT, clinics or, you know, especially bigger companies? Why, you know, are not more, you know, investing in this?
Because I think, Mike, I think the problem is that the medical industry up until about 5 years ago, was not ready to accept the technology. They were still kind of questioning it, whether it would work or not. Secondly, you've got lasers in the market. What we run up against is negative perception. And what I mean by that is they've got other cold lasers on the market that are not very effective. So I will run into a lot of practitioners, PTs, doctors said, "Well, I've tried these other cold lasers, but they're not very effective." So you get a negative feedback when they try our system out. And I can send you the testimonials from doctors that have used other lasers. And they said, "We've used five or six other lasers in the market, and none of them will compare to this technology." So it's a difference between driving a Kia and a Porsche.
Well, that's the thing I think is coming down to, you know, as more products become available, which are the ones that are effective? We're getting inundated with BFR cuffs now. And I get messages even from China, and I'm like, I don't even know what this is. You know, I know what I use and what I've been certified in, but everyone's trying to make something now. So I think it comes along that line as to what is effective and is it done right? Because as something gets popular, everybody wants a piece in that. So I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we put our laser up against any other laser system in the market, and we hands down beat them every time, even though ours may be a little more, ours a little bit more expensive, but we got the highest power laser system in the market. And it's the most conducive in terms of tissue absorption.
Gary, is this something that you can, as a clinic or as an individual trainer, or can you purchase this on a on credit? Not credit, but can you do it through payments, or is it a straight? How would you handle that?
Oh, we've got financing sources available.
Okay.
Through okay. All different financing sources all over the country.
So this you don't need to do this in a one-time purchase.
Cold hard cash in a suitcase.
Yeah.
That's it. I would say 25 to 30% of the people that buy it pay cash. And then the rest of them, we got different financing sources.
Okay.
But the nice thing about this also, Mike, there's no contraindications, there's no side effects, and there's no downside. The worst thing that can happen, a patient just won't get any better. And I would say this. I would say 30 to 40% of patients after the first treatment will feel a benefit from using the laser. In a lot of cases, it's a lot higher than that, particularly in chronic conditions. I would say if 50, 60, sometimes as high as 70% of patients after one treatment say, "Holy crap, I'm feeling a difference already."
What could be a reason why someone wouldn't get better? Is their body just trashed beyond the point where they can't really fix it, or other things going on? Maybe they're just doing other things that are just putting them under, you know, a lot of comorbidities, smoking, drinking, you know, something like that.
Yeah, a lot of patients don't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And sometimes they've gotten to the point of no return.
Yeah, okay.
Particularly with some conditions. I mean, we can still help them. I mean, yeah. I've got some guys that come in at 75, 80, 85 years old. And say, "The doctor told me I need two knee replacements, and 85 years old, you don't need two knee replacements. The recovery is going to be, forget it. We'll put them on the laser, and we got 50, 60, 70% improvement." But, you know, like I said, I would say our effectiveness, the success rate is probably anywhere from 70 to 80%, which is pretty high.
That is high.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely something you have to, you know, it's one of those things, like there's things that we use in our clinic that we could talk about it, but you have to experience it, and everyone's very scared to do that. So I think, you know, the demos are the way it would work. I mean, if you know, we have sports performance clinics in our region, and we're piloting a lot of new stuff. And I think the best way would be to, you know, we find a time for you to come out and demo it, and maybe have it where we're able to balance it, do a couple of clinics and trial it out and see, you know, what we're getting from it. You know, that's the only way, because the only way, especially, you know, you see how stubborn healthcare is, even with some of the simple things that we're doing, in the way that Joe and I even co-treat athletes, just even just like exercise prescription, how we do stuff, we get a lot of pushback on that. I mean, and this is like, you know, we're advancing in human performance and our understanding of things, but there's still gonna be a lot of friction. So yeah, sometimes you have to get it in front of people, they have to use it and like see it for themselves. I mean, that would be the best best selling point. I've noticed that again with a lot of the new things we're using here.
Well, that's the only way you're going to really see it, and you're only going to really buy into the technology. You've got to see it for yourself, and you've got to put it on your own patients and talk to your own patients and get the feedback from your patients. And I think if you do that, you'll be amazed what the technology can do.
Yeah.
Think about what you can. Mike has a massive high school across the street from his clinic. And matter of fact, the girls' basketball team just won the Catholic League championship. The soccer team won the championship. The football team is usually competitive. They haven't been lately, but all of a sudden, can you imagine that, Mike, if they were coming across the street, just one after the other, just treating that for 10 to 15 minutes with some of these bigger injuries that the athletic trainer just frankly can't take care of, you know, that would be a great, selling point to the high school across the street.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, not only that, all the club sports that you're involved in.
Absolutely.
The club sports in your vicinity. Plug into the local.
Hundreds. There's a basketball facility right next door to him. He can hear the balls being dribbled if the music's off. That's how close it is.
Well, you're in a perfect location.
Yep.
You've got a market right in your backyard.
Yep. Gary, where, and we talked about this earlier, where can they find more information about this?
We'll go to the website, and what we can also do is FedEx you a package of information with a bunch of information in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Joe,
Mike,
I can get Mike's information, or Mike, if you give me your information right now, I can go ahead and FedEx a package out tonight. Joe, do you have a package?
I have packages. I can take care of all that.
No,
once
we'll go
we
ahead.
Hop
we'll
off,
go, we'll, hey, Joe, we'll go ahead and send them out. We'll send one out from our office tonight.
Perfect. All right, we'll get all that information
I guess
once we hop off.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Mike, did you have any other questions? I didn't want to cut off before you, if you had anything else you wanted to ask Gary.
No, this was cool. Just another piece of seeing, the things that we're using to advance healthcare, and just human performance. So, yeah, this is cool.
Yes. Where can people find you?
All this type of stuff is going to be on LinkedIn, and we're going to finish wrapping up, getting our Instagram page up. So it's going to be IVRehab_Warminster. So we'll start getting that stuff out into the community so people can start seeing this.
Fantastic. You can find me at coach_Haas, HOS. Any platform that you go to, if you just put that in the search box, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram. And again, Gary, did you have something else? I thought you were going to say something.
Mike, I was just going to ask you, when do you want to have a demo?
We'll schedule a time. We'll link up through email and we'll find a time where we're able to get out to the clinics here. And we'll see if we can get a bunch of the clinic directors and, from our region. I'll get my regional director in. That would be great. That's usually how we do it because we're doing that with another piece of equipment we're using. We can kind of have that in front of, a whole bunch and see if we can kind of get that going and coordinate that.
But I'd like to work with you direct and let you see it firsthand yourself.
All right, then we'll schedule a time.
I could bring it in, let you see it for yourself, the experience of yourself, using some of your athletes, and then you can bring in the rest of the guys.
Okay.
Because then you can tell them from firsthand what your experience has been.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. This was another great episode. Another great episode. Gary, I can't thank you again for your time.
Joe,
we will be in touch.
Mike, thank you.
Mike, I'll talk to you soon. You guys have a great day.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.